From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrag.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals? They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey everybody, it's Friday, October 29th, 2021. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to those who are celebrating today. Enjoy your special day. Welcome new listeners, regular listeners. I love you. Here is your San Fran feces, smug Francisco, soft Francisco, San Fran fentanyl weather report. It is currently 72 degrees here, 72 degrees Fahrenheit, beautiful sunny afternoon as I'm recording your show. I'm continuing Tenderloinification Week. The Tenderloin is a district, a working class district in downtown San Francisco that used to be the primary junkie, that's a mentally ill drug addict and criminal. Yep, here in San Francisco containment area, that is no longer, although some people try or they have the denial and the apathy and the smug position that most of the antisocial stuff is happening in the Tenderloin, not anymore. And that is why I coined the term Tenderloinification, and that's what's happening in San Francisco right now. So today's show is Tenderloinification and my fans. Yeah, my fans. That's right. My fans. Ba, 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 ba. I have a lot of fans, and I have backdoor support. I have some fans that have a lot of juice. I have some tech bro fans and supporters. I definitely do. I have, you know, my position here in San Francisco as a free-thinking, nonconformist, sexist, womanist, bohemian, biologically born, middle-aged, libertine, black woman is there are a lot of people who admire what I do. I've been doing my style of art in San Francisco for decades. A lot of people admire what I do. Millions of people have seen me on TV. I was on public cable access TV weekly for 20 years. That's right, people. I'm a real bohemian lady, hence the moniker, sexist womanist bohemian. So a lot of people look at me as someone that is representing old school San Francisco bohemia and black San Francisco. I accept that. I accept it. I do accept that. And I appreciate my fans. A lot of them like to stay private.
This is Sexist Womanist Bohemian Excellence. It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrac.
I don't know if I should spill what my fans do for me, should I? I think people overshare too much. Let's just say some of my fans are very generous, very considerate, very loving. I appreciate them very much. They're right there. They contact me a lot. They rah-rah, cheering, showing love, showing support, giving me tips, telling me to keep doing what I'm doing. And I know a lot of people do watch what I do. And again, some people want to center themselves as saving the Tenderloin. I'm not here to save the Tenderloin. I'm not a neighborhood advocate. I did some advocacy work. I stopped that. Besides, black ladies that are listening, put down the cape. Stop trying to advocate for people, places, and things that don't reciprocate and don't give a darn and take you for granted. And I'm actually proud that I started this platform. It's another art experiment. This art experiment, it does have a end date in mind. I did a 7-year art experiment on Facebook. Yeah, Facebook. It was a black woman's interracial page. I'm not naming it. I did that for 7 years as an experiment. I wanted to see who would be influenced by my pink. So many of them. I wanted to see how many of them would be influenced by my satire. So many of them. I wanted to see how many of them would be influenced by my mental health platform. So many of them. And the same thing with the San Francisco Dam platform. When I came to the scene, people weren't being as frank as I am. Some were, most weren't. Then people started jumping on the Let's Save the Tenderloin bandwagon. Some, you know, they've been doing their professionally compassionate routine for a while. San Francisco gets away with a lot of crap.
We're allergic to free-range, hyper-allergic control freaks.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrac.
For the people who love what I do, I love you back. For the people who support what I do, I support you back. I'm completely reciprocal. I thank you for everything. And again, I'm not oversharing. I can say that one of the nicer presents that I got besides flowers was an air fryer. Tech Bro sent me an air fryer. Yeah, Tech Bro. I love my Tech Bros. You know, this city is so funny. They pretend like they hate Tech Bros. Tech Bros, for me, are nicer than your basic liberal in San Francisco. The Tech Bros have a high level of emotional intelligence and understanding. And a lot of them, either they are non-white or they are married to non-white women. And in my experience, people who have diverse marriages have a high level of emotional intelligence. And I am not saying if you are monoracial, you are not emotionally intelligent. From my perspective in San Francisco, the people who are more culturally diverse in their personal life have shown me more emotional intelligence. How's that? Did I explain that? So again, thank you everybody for supporting the show. Those of you who retweet, those of you who tell your friends to listen, those of you who send me gifts, I love you. I appreciate you. I'm going to keep going on. That's right. Thanks. And enjoy your weekend. It's a beautiful, beautiful weekend here. And happy Halloween for those who celebrate. I love you. Guess what? I'm Didi LaFrac. I trust my vibe. San Francisco. Damn.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Dam Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Didi LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodam.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening. San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs.
No namby-pamby permission necessary.